Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tuesday, October 26, 2010. It's the Alex Jones Show Live, and I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson, editor and writer for PrisonPlanet.com. Alex is flying back from California today, so I'll be your fill-in host for the first hour. In the second 2 hours, we're going to replay some of the best interviews from the Alex Jones Show over the past couple of weeks. And we're going to be taking your calls in the next segment if you want to load up the board. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And we're going to talk about whatever you like. But, of course, we're on the eve of the midterm elections, and there's already evidence of not only debate fraud, people cheating during political debates, but also now vote fraud. That's right. We have Fox News 5 reporting voters suspicious of fraud at ballot box. Some voters in Boulder City said they are concerned about fraud at the electronic ballot box. Voter Joyce Ferrara said that when they went to vote for Republican Sharon Angle, her Democratic opponent, Senator Harry Reid's name was already checked. Oh, really? And here's another. Voter problems. Voter reports problem with ballot machine, New Bern Sun Journal. Sam Laughinghouse of New Bern said he pushed the button to vote Republican in all races, but the voting machine screen displayed a ballot with all Democrats checked. Oh, he cleared the screen, tried again, and then the article goes on to explain how it took him 5 separate attempts until he was allowed to vote for who he wanted. So it seems the establishment is looking at playing its ace in the hole and resorting to this vote fraud. Of course, we've had months and months of endless contrived smears against Sharon Angle and Rand Paul, none of which have had any effect whatsoever. And in fact, the polls show have helped the chances of both candidates. So now we're going to see dirtier and dirtier tricks from this discredited and desperate establishment. And lo and behold, that's right, it's a new month, so that must mean a new Rand Paul smear. And the latest is a Rand Paul supporter video shows stomped on a George Soros activist Autobot, representative of the Move On Foundation, during Rand Paul's debate with his Democratic opponent Jack Conway yesterday. So I guess now that just means that Rand Paul likes to go around stomping on liberals who disagree with him. That's the cry from the liberal blogs and forums at the moment. So we go to this clip now. Play the clip.
A member of MoveOn.org pushed her way through a crowd of Rand Paul supporters with a sign. Police say she wanted to get her sign close to the candidate as he entered KET studios so a picture could be taken and posted on the website. In this video, it appears someone grabbed her wig and she tripped and fell. That's when a man wearing a Rand Paul t-shirt stepped on her. She refused treatment from emergency workers. Police trying to identify the man in that video and are trying to determine if he stepped on her intentionally. She has filed an assault report so far because they have not identified the man. Police have made no arrest. And there was a...
So that's right. Now, according to all the leftist blogs, anyone who supports the Tea Party is also now a brown shirt. That's right. You know, these establishment-funded liberals bang on all day about the disgrace of anyone other than them invoking Nazis and Hitler in the course of a political debate. And then there's one incident like this, and the Nazi rhetoric comes out in full force. But, I mean, you know, look out the window. I don't see Tea Party activists burning down synagogues or, you know, abducting liberals from their houses as they sleep, which is what the brown shirts did. Now, this guy who stomps on the girl in the video is obviously a complete moron, and he needs to be charged with assault. But did we see leftists up in arms when people like Kenneth Gladney was attacked and called the N-word?
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3133. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mph wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Paul Joseph Watson filling in for Alex Jones on this Tuesday, October 26th. Now, we've got so much to talk about, we're basically running over the breaks. I'd like to hear what you want to discuss on the program today at 800-259-9231. And we played the clip just before the break there of this move-on operative who was attempting to have a confrontation with Rand Paul. She was stopped by Rand Paul supporters, and one of them later appeared to stomp on her head, or at least on her neck. Now, as we were saying, obviously this guy needs to be hit with assault charges immediately. But what's interesting about the reaction from the leftist blogosphere is the fact that they're now trotting out this all Tea Party supporters are brown shirt, you know, angry right-wingers who want to engage in violence. And yet, almost every example that we've documented thus far shows that it's the leftists, in fact, that are the most violent and unwieldy people engaging in extremist activities in the course of this midterm election. For example, Kenneth Gladney, this was the guy who wasn't even a member of the Tea Party at the time, who was handing out Don't Tread on Me flags at a political function. He was called the N-word by these union thug operatives, these Obama supporters, and he was beat up. didn't see them, you know, spewing brown shirt rhetoric when that happened. Didn't see them spewing that rhetoric when an Obama supporter down in North Carolina punched a conservative full in the face for simply speaking out against our dear leader and the bailout. And of course, you remember it was last November when ANSA hired thugs viciously attacked Dave Colquitt of Floridans for Immigration Enforcement. Again, leftist thugs engaging in brutal violence in pursuit of their political agenda. But there were no cries of brown shirts from the liberals who are saying that today in response to this Rand Paul incident. And in fact, this is the very first example I can recall of Tea Party supporters ever engaging in any violence whatsoever. I mean, the Obamanoids are on the rampage every week, punching people in the face, beating them up with their signs. And yet you don't hear the George Soros-funded mouthpieces like Media Matters and Think Progress complaining about a black man being called the N-word and then beaten up, unless it's carried out by Tea Party activists, which of course hasn't happened. But when the loving liberals do it, the silence is deafening. And that's because, you know, you can't sell a fear-mongering campaign about the rise of the angry right, as MSNBC labelled it, and how critics of Obama are racist extremists intent on violence, when the only racist extremists actually carrying out the violence are all leftist Obama supporters. But, you know, I guess we should at least be thankful for the fact that Think Progress, which is one of these media organisations pushing this story today, admits to, quote, driving the White House's message and agenda. That's right, their own director, Jennifer Palmieri, admitted that. This is a group that claims on its own website that it's non-partisan, is bankrolled by a think tank headed up by John Podesta, head of Barack Obama's presidential transition team. And it's committed to, quote, driving the White House message and agenda. How very non-partisan. It's like saying that, you know, Karl Rove's non-partisan to Republicans. On the other hand, Media Matters, which is kind of a sister organization, they all sit on the same boards, they're behind the same activist projects as Think Progress. Media Matters is still trying to cling to the conviction that they're not another front for George Soros and the Obama administration. Last week, Alex was talking about how somebody from Media Matters who was interviewing him point blank denied the fact that the organization took any funds from George Soros. And then just days later, it made worldwide headlines that Soros had donated $1 million to Media Matters. And of course, you know, they're joined at the hip with Think Progress. They run educational outreach called Progressive Media, which is again headed by John Podesta, this Obama administration transition chief. So these White House front groups like Media Matters and Think Progress, who are aggressively pushing these smears against Rand Paul, Sharon Angell, and other Tea Party members, receive millions in donations from these billionaires like Soros and other wealthy elites, people linked to Hillary Clinton, people like that. And all the money is going towards, number one, attacking, of course, Glenn Beck. But now several times a week, every time we look on the Media Matters website, they're attacking Alex Jones. He's become the number two target behind only Glenn Beck. And if Media Matters are not attacking Alex, then Think Progress is. And of course, driving home the White House's message and agenda is all part of the relentless smear campaign against not only Rand Paul, but also Sharon Angell, because both have a very real chance of defeating the incumbent politicians in the upcoming midterm elections. So now we've got liberals everywhere flogging this new non-story. Rand Paul supporters are all now brown shirts who want to beat up their political adversaries. I mean, we've got a running joke here in editing and posting stories to prisonplanet.com every day. Every day we get up in the morning, do a Google News search to find out what Rand Paul has not done today, what he has not done. And what was it the other day? Rand Paul didn't put his name to newsletters that said, quote, monkeys gave birth to black babies. That's right, Rolling Stone magazine just casually threw it out there that Rand Paul was involved in these newsletters. Of course, his name's not on any of them. There's no connection whatsoever. But, you know, what the hell? We'll just throw it out there anyway. Just like, you know, Rand Paul kidnaps women against their will, drugs them, and forces them to worship false gods. Oh, yes, the disgraceful Aqua Buddha scandal. The serious, grave Aqua Buddha scandal, the 30-year-old college prank, in which the woman who was involved, almost immediately after the story broke, retracted, said the whole thing was, quote, no big deal, but the Washington Post still to this day maintains that Rand Paul's involvement in this 30-year-old hazing trick, which was about 100 times milder than anything George W. Bush or John Kerry engaged in with their Skull and Bones initiation, that it has a, you know, a major bearing on a senatorial campaign 30 years later, and they're still obsessing about it to this day. The dreaded Aqua Buddha. Meanwhile, ignoring the fact that the people funding Jack Conway's campaign, Paul's opponent, also tipped off his brother, Conway's brother, to the fact that he was being investigated for drug trafficking. We got that story posted on PrisonPlanet.com today. So, where's Media Matters or Think Progress on that one? Imagine if Rand Paul's campaign had been funded by people allegedly engaged in conspiracy to pervert the course of justice, you know, in a drug trafficking investigation. But no, it's all about the Aqua Buddha. The Aqua Buddha reigns supreme. How can that be a bigger controversy than criminal money allegedly funding Conway's campaign? Imagine if that had come out about Rand Paul. But again, it's all about the Aqua Buddha. It has been for the past couple of months, and it still is. I want to hear what you think about this new smear against Rand Paul. We're going to go to your calls, and the first caller is Christopher in Alabama. Christopher, go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Great, Christopher. What's on your mind today?
Well, I want to use you to hopefully get to Alex Jones or his producer. I've been trying to get in touch with Alex now for almost 2 years. It really bothered me that I heard on his show on Thursday that he had the guy on. I know he talked to the guy that had terminal cancer. You know what I'm talking about?
Was this the guest that was on Alex's show? Oh, yes, you're talking about Lindsay Williams' source.
Yes, his source that has terminal cancer. We could very easily save his life if you guys are interested. And I want to talk to you off air to give you some really interesting information. I have twins that have a very rare disease called PKU where they'll never eat protein the rest of their life. No milk, no chicken, no cheese, no fish, no birthday cake, no ice cream, nothing that has protein. If they take it in, it becomes very toxic, goes to the brain and eats up the brain and causes extreme mental retardation. Because of my twins, I decided to go out and try to find a cure for a cure for their PKU. In the process of doing it, we found many different cures for everything on the planet. Rediscovered them. They've been there forever. It's just our government has covered them up. And it is beyond sad. And in the process of studying PKU, my children's levels continue to go up, and we couldn't figure out why. And being that I was in the gym business and owned quite a few health clubs, I thought I knew a lot about nutrition. And then I was forced to study nutrition. And things I found out would beyond frustrate you. To start with, aspartame. Because of my children, on the back of every diet product in the country, it says pentakentanoia, contains phenylalanine, okay? For my children, if they drink that diet drink, it will eat up their brain instantaneously, okay? It does the same thing for all your listeners that drink diet drink. It just takes a much slower process, and it's one of those soft kill weapons that they use against us. And it's beyond sad, but we have technology. We've had over 30,000 terminal cancer patients, hepatitis, Lyme, TB, that we've completely
failed. Well, the FDA says that aspartame's good for us. I mean, all the studies that say it's good for us are funded by the same organizations putting aspartame in the food. Can't we trust them? We're going to move on to the next call. Send me an email. We're going to head into the break now. Send me an email with your information, and I'll look over it. Jonathan in Kansas, Julio in Illinois, you're up next. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show Live.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
It's the Alex Jones Show Live. I'm your host for today, Paul Joseph Watson. Going to more of your calls shortly. I was talking before the break about Media Matters, this organization that's tied at the hip with the John Podesta, Obama White House-controlled Think Progress, this organization, Media Matters, that just received $1 million from billionaire globalist George Soros. I said that their number one target was Glenn Beck, with Alex Jones number two. Maybe I have to revise that position, because their top story on their website today, Beck and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones are two of a kind. And in this article, they attempt to use the claims that Alex has made to discredit Glenn Beck, basically by saying that they're espousing the same incorrect rhetoric. And one of the things they cite is, quote, Beck and Jones repeat same falsehoods about Holdren. And this, of course, relates to John P. Holdren, the White House science czar. And it says, that Alex Jones claims Holdren says forced abortions and mass sterilizations are needed to save the planet. And Media Matters reprints this as if just by printing it that it immediately discredits it. We've got John Holdren's 1977 textbook, Eco-Science. We've got the screenshots from the textbook where he openly advocates forced abortions, mass sterilization programs, even devices, mandatory implants implanted in women to prevent them from becoming pregnant until they receive government permission. That's not our words, that's in his own book. And they don't even try to disprove it. They don't even have an argument. And it just goes through a litany of examples. Cass Sunstein, it denies the fact that Cass Sunstein called for infiltrating conspiracy websites, which is exactly what he called for in his own 2008 white paper. Perhaps Media Matters, and they don't put a name on this article, there's some anonymous coward hiding behind it because they don't have any information to back up their claims. But maybe the coward that wrote this article should have read the 50-odd page Holdren white paper, as I did, in which he explicitly states that the government needs to infiltrate conspiracy theorist websites. I mean, get it straight. You don't have any credibility when you're tied at the hip with George Soros and the White House. You're not non-partisan. I mean, this is the group that's engaged in the educational outreach program, Progressive Media, with Think Progress, that's headed up by John Podesta, who works directly for Obama, was the head of his presidential transition team. These smears, not only on Rand Paul and Sharon Angle, as we've seen today, but also on our very own Alex Jones, are coming through these media organizations that are nothing more than propaganda fronts for the Obama administration, as we've proven that. And I'm basically going to document this all in an article that will come out either later today or tomorrow. But what do you think about this? We're going to go to another caller, Jonathan in Kansas. Jonathan, go ahead. Jonathan, you're on the air. No, we lost him. Julio in Illinois. Go ahead, Julio.
Paul Joseph, it's always great to talk to a fellow freedom fighter from across the pond. Everyone who listened to the Lindsay Williams interview, please go to your Bibles and read 2 Corinthians chapter 7, 13, and 14. And, you know, if we all pray for repentance throughout the world, freedom will survive. Paul, my question about the Mockingbird Media, I've been asking Alex about this, and I think you write unbelievable articles. If we could do something, if we can get like a mass collection of videos, clips, articles of the Mockingbird Media and get a Google search term, put it to number one. I mean, I'm at Media Matters right now, and I mean, they talk about Beck and Jones embrace a new world order, and they promote the invisible hello? Paul?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, I thought I lost you there for a second. I mean, if people at Media Matters go to Invisible Empire, the movie, they will obviously see that Media Matters is nothing but a joke, and they will hear George Bush speaking to the Army at a ceremony about the New World Order on September 11th, 91. The Mockingbird Media really disgusts me, and me being a broadcasting major at my university, looking at third-party organizations, they're allowed by law to do this. So if we could expose Rupert Murdoch being in favor of amnesty in a North American union in America, though he's Australian, who's the right for him to tell us this? And secondly, Paul, quickly, in terms
okay,
of...
Okay, stay there. We'll be back after the break.
Mail it. Go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Welcome back. It's the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about Think Progress and Media Matters, these White House propaganda fronts. Media Matters, again today, engaged in a smear against Alex Jones. This happens now on an almost daily basis. Now, there's a segment in their article called Beck and Jones Fearmonger Over Global Governance. And it says, Jones, Copenhagen Climate Summit designed to create global government using carbon taxes. In a video posted to YouTube, Jones claimed that the climate conference in Copenhagen had as part of its agenda a plan to create global government and global governance using carbon taxes. And Media Matters reprints this as if it's some kind of conspiracy theory. I mean, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon wrote in a Los Angeles Times, it was actually an interview with the Los Angeles Times, this was shortly before the Copenhagen Climate Conference, quote, "We will establish a global governance structure to monitor and manage the implementation of this." So that's the UN Secretary General saying it. It's not Alex Jones saying it. It's not Glenn Beck. And yet they reprint this as if it's a claim, as if it's a conspiracy theory that Copenhagen was about trying to get a carbon tax through. And the UN Secretary General said it in an interview with the LA Times a few days before the conference. I mean, they say that the fact that Alex talks about a new world order creating a network of international laws to regulate and control and dominate nations is another conspiracy theory. Oh, really? We've only got hundreds of elitists and power brokers saying that exact thing almost every single day. We've got a clip here of the EU Commission President Van Rompuy when he was sworn in saying that very thing. Play the clip.
2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
The global management of our planet. But, you know, creating a network of international laws to regulate, control and dominate nations, that's a conspiracy theory, according to Media Matters, despite the fact that, you know, the head of the EU, the head of the UN, Gordon Brown, Sarkozy, anyone else you care to mention on any given day is saying precisely that. I mean, how dumb do they take their readers for? I mean, no surprise that the writer of this article has chosen to remain an anonymous coward because all his claims are completely without any foundation whatsoever. What do you think about this? Julio in Illinois, go ahead.
Yeah, Paul, they also have about the Council on Foreign Relations, about geoengineering, about that being conspiracy. If anyone goes on Google and looks up indirect and semi-direct aerosol campaign, there's a link, the third or fourth link from the Council on Foreign Relations promoting aerosol campaigns, chemtrails for climate change. Again, these people think we the people are ignorant. And we need to do an article and put a search term, number one. And, Paul, how is it across the pond in chemtrails? Are people aware? Do people care? Or are they too busy at the pubs watching English Premier League soccer? I know here people are just concerned with college football and the NFL. How is it in Great Britain?
Well, to respond to your first point, I mean, they've got a section on Beck, Jones, and the CFR. And they say that Jones has attacked the CFR and talked about how the CFR have advocated, quote, geoengineering projects. And they reprint it again with no qualifying explanation for why it's a conspiracy theory, without mentioning the fact that the Council on Foreign Relations released a whole report, a PDF document, in May 2008 called Geoengineering Workshop on Unilateral Planetary Scale Geoengineering. It's in their own documents. They released a report saying it needed to be done. But when Jones talks about it, it's a conspiracy theory. And, you know, when Glenn Beck doesn't even talk about geoengineering, but they're using Alex. They're trying to tie Alex to Beck to discredit Beck, when everything that Alex talks about is laid out in the documents that the CFR themselves released. I mean, it's amazing. With regard to people waking up to chemtrails in Britain, there's a lady in Ireland, I think the Sovereign Independent website has reported on this on a regular basis, who is going to the Irish Parliament regularly to protest chemtrails. And I think you'll only see that movement, you know, emerge as it becomes more and more obvious that these trails linger for hours and hours. I mean, I can see it for myself. I'm right over the flight path of Birmingham Airport. And I mean, you know, you barely get a sunny day at all. It's always hazy. And all the investigations into chemtrails, the local news TV station that did the investigation, found barium and these other heavy metal compounds that had emerged from these chemtrails that had dropped to the ground. And then you read about the fact that they're advocating injecting the atmosphere with sulfur, and it plays directly into what we're seeing in the skies. Of course, side effects of sulfur, the health effects, are just dreadful, including reducing the power of the immune system. So, I mean, this is when they, you know, when they're talking about whether we should do geoengineering, that they're already doing it, and we're seeing the evidence for ourselves in the skies above us. And like I said, more and more people are becoming aware of it. We're going to move on to Liz in Illinois. Liz, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I don't know. Sorry if this is a little bit off topic, but I don't know. I think it needs to be said. I majored in philosophy, but did take a number of women's studies classes that were actually very anti-globalization, especially on the corporate end. But I wanted to speak about the negatives of globalism from a feminist point of view. I learned that globalization affects women in most countries the worst. Like, for example, in factories, they usually use female laborers because they're believed to be docile. NAFTA and GATT has caused mass migrations from Mexico and southern countries because they can't find work that isn't just slave wages. They come here. And when women are really at the bottom rung of their society, like in a lot of countries, and in a globalized economy, when it's, you know, falling apart, it's worse for the women in countries where they're considered less than men. And, you know, and we women in the West are manipulated into thinking we're ugly, convince us to starve ourselves to death, to fit into clothing that was most likely made by a woman in a third world country, paid slave wages. And then Walmart sells the clothing and treats their women badly. But I really think that real feminism is breaking from the system that oppresses humanity as a whole, not bringing women into the system to work for it, to vote for it, and to pay taxes to it.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, take, for example, Aaron Russo, who, of course, was close friends with Nick Rockefeller. And Rockefeller told him directly that the early feminist movement was directly funded by the elite, not to empower women, not to, you know, encourage the growth of a fairer society. It was done to turn them into tax slaves. They only were able to tax 50% of the population at the time. After feminism, you know, not to say that women can't have careers, but what it did do for the elite, and this was the stated purpose, as Rockefeller told Russo, was that it got women out of the house, it broke up families even more, divorce rates went through the roof, and of course they were able to tax another 50% of the population. And as you've said, globalization is about basically shipping your job off to a third world country where slaves who are treated like dirt, a lot of them women, do your job for peanuts. And that's the destruction that globalization has wrought on the economy. Thanks for the call, Liz. Mike in Minnesota. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi. How are you doing? I think all the politicians have perverted our political system. We need to restructure this government where the bankers can't get their fingers into the cookie jar. Our jobs, I don't know if you know, like from 15 years ago, we had a very strong country. 20 years ago, even stronger. But I don't know if people remember this when Ross Perot ran for president. He said, if this NAFTA thing goes through, you're going to hear a sucking sound of all the jobs leaving this country. And pretty much that's what's happened. The sucking jobs have left the country. And then it started off with our politicians letting all these illegals into the country. And they knew most of the mass population of the United States did not like it. They wanted them to stop it, but they did nothing to stop it. And then once our country got diluted with illegal aliens, and then they turn around, and now they're shipping all the jobs to China. We're prisoners, not just women. Prisoners are taking your jobs. You no longer have a job if you're listening to me because of this. And then all the factories are moving there. And now it's a collapse. We're in a collapse right now. And in England, what they did when this happened way back, they would go after the king and kill him. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's like what Max Kaiser said in France, you know, they beheaded people. But, you know, I mean, you're not only using your jobs to prisoners in China, you're losing them to prisoners in America. There's a whole industry based around it. So that sucking sound is very clear as we approach 2011, as globalization has wrought its deadly consequences on America and the rest of the world. Thanks for the call. Corey in France. Go ahead, Corey.
Hey, Paul. I'm a first-time caller. I'm originally from Wisconsin, but now I live here in France. I'm not
Where
sure.
Do you live
You've
in France,
heard a lot
Corey?
About the protests going on here in France, huh?
Yeah. Where are you based in
well,
France?
Well, I got some interesting information. I speak French, so I get to read the newspapers and online stuff. And one of the guys from the left party, the Socialist Party, he's actually the chairman, he came out and he's saying that agent provocateurs have been infiltrating the protests and causing violence.
No, yeah, we wrote an article about it last week. Basically, he said that these black balaclava-wearing anarchists who are from the schools were basically completely discrediting the unions, burning cars and throwing rocks through Starbucks front windows doesn't really do an awful lot to stop the government moving ahead. Blockading fuel depots certainly does get their attention. But as we've explained all along, these black bloc anarchists are nothing but useful idiots that the establishment exploits on a regular basis to its own ends. You know, the support rate for the unions was running at 70-80% in the media when these protests began. As soon as you had all the images of anarchists smashing up shop windows and burning cars, that approval amongst the rest of the population soon began to sink. And of course, the pension reform is awaiting final signature, I believe, today. But where are you based in France, Corey? I mean, have you had trouble getting petrol, getting gas?
I'm here in Lille, France, which is about an hour north of Paris, so I'm really far north in France. And a lot of the gas stations here ran out of gas a couple days ago, but they've got more fuel now. But I don't have a car, but the gas station next to my house, they were out of fuel for a couple days. But I just wanted to add about what this guy said. He said that people witnessed people in plain clothes going in the crowd, throwing stones, smashing windows, and then they would walk out and put their police armband on.
Wow.
So they were actually, you know, they were plainclothes people protesting. They would go smash windows, break things, and then they would walk out with the riot police. And he has a picture on his blog with two gentlemen in plainclothes that have armbands on right next to riot police, and they have their faces covered up and the hoods over their heads. So,
and was this reported in the mainstream news?
I'm sorry?
Was this reported in mainstream news?
Yeah, it actually was. They mainly talked about just the accusations of him saying that police are doing this. But it's in, like, the French press agency, the TF1, the 20 Minutes. But I haven't found anything about it in English-speaking news agencies, just French-speaking news.
Wow. If you could send me an email, watson@prisonplanet.com, with those links and that information, I'll definitely be interested in doing a story on that. Thanks for the call. We're going to John in Ohio, who disagrees. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I was interested in the last caller because he mentioned that the exposure of police agent provocateurs and government provocateurs, really false flag terrorism, was exposed by a socialist organization in France. I think that people ought to realize that we've been lied to about the nature of left and socialist organizations. I used to listen to Alex Jones and love the populism, the anti-establishmentism. But lately, my disagreements with which was originally they're copying the IMF and the World Bank and the Wall Street's policies of attacking any kind of social assistance program, any kind of welfare safety net programs as some despicable nanny state, exactly copied the plans across the world now to impose this kind of slashing of these programs and all living standards to funnel the money into the World Bank and the Wall Street vultures. So I'm also very concerned that this has even worsened now, that this support for Rand Paul, the fact that Media Matters is a front for often for the White House, doesn't obscure the fact that there are good reasons to oppose Rand Paul. The fact that he is really a neocon Zionist who supported very servilely everything that Israel has done in trying to instigate war against Iran, sending out a post to all of his supporters saying that anything that Israel wants to do, including war against anyone in the region and against Iran, is perfectly supportable. This is the line of the Zionists. This guy may not be their favorite neocon, but he is an absolute neocon, and it violates everything that I think Alex Jones, who I agree on some of his positions but not on his right-wing positions, says he's opposed to in these wars against Iran and Iraq and the rest of it. Rand Paul is directly on the other side, and I think it's
okay.
Going to be...
Thanks for the call. Yeah, Sharon Angle, Rand Paul, they've got proposals, they've got policies that not all of us agree with, but the fact that the Obama administration media front groups are viciously attacking them on a daily basis suggests that they see them as a threat. Now, we've wrote countless articles about how the higher echelons of the Tea Party has completely been infiltrated by Republicans, yet there are still some candidates who aren't part of that takeover. I firmly believe that Rand Paul and Sharon Angle are two of them. May not agree with their geopolitical policies, but I think if they got into office, that's something we could certainly turn their ear on. They do get into office. We'll be going to the rest of your calls. Ronald in Jersey, Martin, Florida, Alex Jones Show Live.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I like to have another kiss.
It's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, October 26, 2010. Now, caller before the break was talking about Rand Paul's support for Israel. Now, to be sure, Rand Paul has come out with some terse rhetoric on his website about a so-called special relationship between the United States and Israel. Basically, he's playing politics to get the support of Republican voters. Go back to his original newsletters, things that he actually did write about, unlike the things that the mainstream media says he wrote about, which he had nothing to do with whatsoever. You read what Ron Paul actually said, quote, "By far the most powerful lobby in Washington of the bad sort is the Israeli government." And he said that the goal of the Zionist movement was to stifle criticism of Israel. So that's what Rand Paul said in his own independent political newsletter back in the early 90s. So just because he comes out with some terse statement saying he supports, you know, America's allies, he's playing politics to get votes. I mean, come on. Look at his dad. Look at his newsletters from the early 90s. I think the true foundation of Rand Paul's geopolitical outlook would quickly become clear if he was elected, and that would be of the limited viewpoint of defense and not occupying foreign countries that's similar to that embraced by his father, Ron Paul. So, I mean, just go back and look at what Rand Paul actually wrote and the documents, the ideas that were the foundational basis of his entry into politics in the first place. We're going to go to Ronald in Jersey. Sorry, yeah, Ronald in Jersey. Go ahead, you're on the air, Ronald.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing today?
Fine, go ahead, Ron. What's on your mind?
It's a little bit off topic, but I wanted to talk about this a little bit. I know a lot of people will appreciate it in the country because it's an endemic problem. When I was 17 years old, I was told that, you know, I needed to go to college and that getting a college degree, regardless of basically what it was in, was important. And my parents, you know, signed the student loans. We signed a promissory note jointly. And basically now that the globalism has helped crash the system, you know, we've subsidized our own failure and we've been convinced that low prices and buying cheap products for China would benefit us, you know. I'm unable to pay this debt. And, you know, I've been put in such a position where, you know, the debt is not even dismissible in bankruptcy court. I'm basically a serf to, you know, the bankers, and they take this promissory note, and just like the mortgage fraud, they sell it 10 and 12 times over and make money up and down, and I'm expected to pay this debt for the rest of my life and can't get from under it. So I wanted to see if you had any specific information about student loans and, you know, the fraud that's behind them, as well as most other debt instruments in our country.
Well, that's right. I mean, in the UK, a lot of people think you can get away from student loans by simply moving out. I'm afraid that's not the case. As you said, they hound you down. And it's this whole process of, you know, getting you into debt simply to be indoctrinated to become a servant of the establishment, which is what university is all about. I went to university, and it's about parroting what they tell you. The best university student is somebody who can regurgitate wholesale what's fed into them. They don't teach you how to think. And if you go to YouTube and watch Valedictorian Speaks Out Against Schooling, I think that will exemplify exactly what I'm talking about in that context. Final caller, Matt in Florida, quickly, 30 seconds, go ahead.
I'm glad to get on. You were talking about how there's debate fraud, and it's true. In Florida, there's a libertarian Senate candidate who's being restrained from being in the debates due to the fact that the three candidates plus
That's
the media.
Right. We got the story on the website. Stay tuned. Alex is back tomorrow. PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.